Ready, pretty. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the lay of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us. St. Elizabeth, pray for us. St. John the Baptist, pray for us. Good afternoon. Today is the last day of May. May is the month of Mary. Tomorrow we enter into June, which is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. If you look at these pictures here, beautiful picture of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that there's a beautiful picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So hopefully you'll find your refuge in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The last day of the month of May, which is today, May 31st, the Church celebrates a beautiful, beautiful Marian feast day to end the month of May. And today is a day in which the Church celebrates the second mystery of the joyful mysteries. First mystery, obviously, is the Annunciation. Today we celebrate the visitation of Mary to her cousin Elizabeth. I'd like to give you some ideas for your meditation so that you really fall in love with Jesus through Mary. First point is this. There is an intimate connection between the first joyful mystery and the second joyful mystery. The first joyful mystery, which is the Annunciation, also called the Incarnation, Mary gives her fiat. That's the Latin for her consent, gives her yes. Mary says to the angel, yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. That was the most important moment in the history of the world. Because in that moment, God the Father sent God the Son from heaven to earth. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and Mary conceived Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. That is called the mystery of the Incarnation. Incarnation means that Mary took Jesus Christ into her heart. And Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, assumed flesh. That's the Annunciation. But what does it say that Mary did upon the Annunciation? Mary did not stay and keep Jesus to herself, but Mary felt called to give Jesus Christ to others. So Mary moves from the contemplative mode to the active mode. Contemplation means the prayerful mode in the Annunciation, to the active mode in the Visitation. So it says Mary went in haste. Dante Alighieri in the Divine Comedy, when he goes through the capital sins, shows how Mary practiced the opposite virtues. What was the virtue that Mary practiced, which is the contrary to the capital sin? The capital sin is laziness. Laziness, sloth, indolence. Mary, the exact opposite. The word haste means that Mary went quickly. Mary received that message from God. And she moved quickly, in haste, to bring Jesus Christ to others. What does that say for us? I think we're tempted at times to be lazy. Physically lazy, mentally lazy, spiritually lazy. We don't want to exert our efforts to carry out the sometimes laborious and difficult obligations that our state of life demands. Mary teaches us not to give in to, as they say in Spanish, la filosofía de la mañana. La filosofía de la mañana means, well, I'll do it later. To be a perpetual procrastinator. I'll do it later. No. Rather, if God, like the Blessed Virgin Mary, God sends you an inspiration, you have to learn to hear the inspiration that comes from God, and you have to learn how to say yes. That's what Mary teaches us. She teaches us to say yes. Now, all of you want to be happy. No doubt about that. All of you want to be happy. Why is it that we go through days where it's kind of like a roller coaster? A roller coaster where you're going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. You've got consolation, desolation, happiness, sadness. Well, one of the principal reasons why we experience the desolation is because God sends us an inspiration and we say, well, not now. I think I'll do it a little bit later. So we say no to God, then we experience sadness. So Mary, in the joyful mysteries, Mary wants you to be happy. Mary wants you to be joyful. And joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We're only going to be joyful and experience true happiness. The word is beatitude. We're only going to experience that when we go to Mary and we imitate Mary. That's going to be our true happiness. Now, another very important point in the Annunciation is when Mary says, yes, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to that word, then she received Jesus Christ into her heart. What is that? Does that resonate in any of your hearts? Do you think that that maybe refers to going to Mass and receiving Holy Communion? Do you think maybe there's a connection there between Mary's receiving Jesus Christ and your challenge to go to Mass? Pope John Paul II, of happy memory, in one of his encyclicals says this, Mary's yes, when she said, behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And your amen, when the priest says the body of Christ, amen. There's a certain parallel there. Because Mary received Jesus Christ into her heart, that's called the incarnation of the Son of God. But when the priest says to you, the body of Christ, amen, then you receive Jesus Christ into the very depths of your heart. There's a real message there. There's a real message there. Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, wants you to be happy. You're only going to be happy inasmuch as you're united to Jesus Christ. And what is the deepest union that can exist in the human person? It is when we receive Holy Communion. When the priest says the body of Christ and you say amen, and then the word of God, Jesus Christ, takes place in your very heart. He takes place in your very soul. Mary teaches us in the visitation and the Annunciation that true happiness, and I say true happiness, not false happiness, but true happiness can only become a reality when we invite Jesus Christ into our hearts. But you cannot, the Visitation teaches us this also, you cannot keep Jesus Christ to yourself. Mary could not keep Jesus Christ to herself. Mary felt so happy to have Jesus, she couldn't keep it to herself. She went in haste to bring Jesus to others. Therefore, when we celebrate the visitation, we're celebrating also the rosary and the Hail Mary. Because when Elizabeth greeted Mary, Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth greeted Mary, what were the words of Elizabeth? Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. So the visitation is part of the Hail Mary. So if you really want to honor Mary today, in honor of her Annunciation and her visitation, why not pray the Most Holy Rosary? And would you say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art you among women, and blessed the fruit of your womb, Jesus. So hopefully this day, you'll experience a lot of joy by inviting Mary to be with you, to walk with you, to love you, and try to find refuge in the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I invite all of you, my listeners, to send this message to all of your friends and rejoice in the Lord through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you and see you tomorrow.